Hey everyone, this is Master Dan and we're gonna talk about diabetes mellitus. Alright, so look at the screen. We have two types of diabetes mellitus. The first one, we have type 1, also known as juvenile onset. The second one, we call that type 2, also known as adult onset. So, the juvenile onset and the adult onset, these are the old names. Why do we need to remember the old names? So that we will know who are the targeted for this type. First, type 1, we call them juvenile onset, and now we have the clue that these are common to children. Kaya nga, we call them juvenile onset. Let's go with the type 2. And type 2 pala guys, these are what? Common to obesity and to adult. Common to obese and to adult. However, they found out that even if you are a child, you can still have type 2 diabetes. And the same goes, even your adult, you can still have type 1 diabetes. And that is why they already changed it. We don't call type 1 as juvenile onset anymore. And we don't call type 2 as adult onset anymore. So type 1 right now, we call them IDDM. Again, type 1, we call them IDDM. What does IDDM means? It means insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. Here comes type 2. The new name of type 2, we call them non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. Question, why are they insulin dependent and why is type 2 non-insulin dependent? It's very easy to answer. Just look at the center of the graph. So there is beta cells and insulin. Let's start with type 1. If you can see here, beta cells in type 1 is lacking. There's no beta cells. Question, if there's no beta cells, there's no one that will produce insulin because it's the beta cells that produces insulin. So if you can see here, it's still negative. There's no insulin. In short, because they don't have beta cells, they don't have insulin, they cannot utilize glucose as energy. So is this dangerous to the patient? Yes. Will the patient die without insulin? Yes. And that is the reason why we need to inject insulin. For patient with type 1, we have no choice but to inject insulin or else the patient will die. So that is why it is called insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. That's it. That's the reason why. Let's go with the type 2. In type 2, look at the graph. The patient has beta cells. Since they have beta cells, they are still capable of producing insulin. However, the insulin they're producing is not enough. Why? The sensitivity of the cells goes down because number one, they are already obese. Second, they're already old. So that's why the sensitivity of the cells goes down. In short, the insulin they're producing is not enough. There is a common misconception. Most of the students thought that type 1 is caused by what? Hereditary. However, since you are already my student right now, never forget, type 1 is not closely linked to hereditary, but they are more on autoimmunity. Again, type 1 are closely linked to autoimmunity. So, in order for us to understand autoimmunity, listen, this is the pathophysio of autoimmunity. Autoimmunity increase immune system. So there is hyperfunction of the immune system. And then, because there is a hyperfunction of the immune system, it produces a lot of antibodies. However, in autoimmunity, there's no antibodies. In short, there's no foreign bodies. So the antibodies will try to attack something, and the antibodies will attack ourselves. Here in type 1, the antibodies will destroy the beta cells. Again, in type 1, because it is autoimmunity, our antibodies attack the beta cells. Since they attack the beta cells, there's no more production of insulin. And that is why type 1 is autoimmunity and they are insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Let's go with the type 2. The type 2 is the one who is closely linked to hereditary. So it means that if you have a relative, parents, grandparents has diabetes, there's a chance that you'll have type 2 diabetes. But it's not 100%. It is preventable. So when we say hereditary, the sensitivity of the cells goes down. So what happens here? Is it preventable? Yes. How to prevent? you can prevent this by diet. By diet, it can increase sensitivity of the cells. Exercise, it will also increase sensitivity of the cells. And the third is lifestyle change. It will increase sensitivity of the cells. However, if these three non-conventional treatment doesn't work, this is the time we give OHA. Everybody say OHA, oral hypoglycemic agent. So when we say OHA or oral hypoglycemic agent, best example is metformin. Common question, what's the purpose? The purpose of OHA is to stimulate the beta cells to produce more insulin so that the glucose for type 2 diabetes goes down. Again, OHA, metformin, stimulates beta cells to produce more insulin so that the glucose for type 2 diabetes goes down. So that's the purpose of your OHA. Here's my question. Can we give OHA to type 1? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. No. OHA will not work to type 1 diabetes. Why? Remember the purpose of OHA is to stimulate the beta cells. Type 1 doesn't have beta cells, so it will not work on them. If OHA still fails for type 2, we have no choice but to inject insulin. That is why it is not automatically we need to inject insulin. It is non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, and the cause is hereditary and decreased sensitivity. There are three cardinal signs of your diabetes mellitus. Just remember the three P's. Polydipsia, due to excessive glucose in the urine and glucose attracts water. Second, polyuria, because there is increased glucose in the urine and glucose attracts water. Second, because the patient is already prone to shock, the hypothalamus will stimulate thirst, and we call that polydipsia. And the third one is polyphagia. Just remember the three cardinal signs of diabetes: polyuria, polydipsia, and polyphagia. Complication. The first complication we're going to talk about is DKA. That is for type 1, diabetic ketoacidosis. Why do they have DKA? Simple. Number one, wala silang beta cells. Type 1 doesn't have beta cells. In short, because they don't have beta cells, they don't have insulin. Because they don't have insulin, they cannot use glucose. What does the cell use? It always uses fatty acids. Since there is absence of insulin, we cannot use glucose. So the cells uses fatty acid. Every time the cells uses fatty acid, we are producing ketones. So in type 1, it's always fatty acid, and the fatty acid always produces ketones. That is why it accumulates, and we call that DKA. That's the reason why we call it DKA. Yay! Let's go with the type 2. In type 2, we all know there's beta cells. We all know there's insulin. However, the insulin is not enough. That's why, look at the table, there's still a lot of glucose in the blood. And that's the reason why there's first age, hyperglycemic. Because the blood is hyperglycemic, it's concentrated. That's why we call that hyperosmolar. Question, because there is still insulin, can we still use glucose? Yes, the answer is yes. That's why the cell still uses glucose, and we don't need to be dependent on fatty acid. The cells will not prioritize fatty acid. Since we're not gonna use fatty acid all the time, we're not gonna produce ketones. And that is the reason why the complication of type 2 diabetes mellitus is what? Hyperglycemic, hyperosmolar, non-ketotic. There's no ketones. Non-ketotic syndrome. Very good. All right. So, here we end our discussion with diabetes mellitus. I hope you learned a lot. So you look at my profile, there's a lot of videos. And if you want something that I want to you want me to discuss, just message me. All right. Thank you so much. Before we end, I would like to shout out my students from Into Top Review Center, Cagayan de Oro City, Xavier University, Liceo, especially Capitol University, Central Mindanao University, Buxo, Bukidnon State University, San Isidro College, Mindanao State University, IIT, and Marawi. Thank you so much for attending my class. Hope to see you again soon. Bye, everyone. This is Master Dan. Hope to see you soon. Bye, everyone.